Okay, let's talk about venues and challenges. Venues and challenges. Now, when I'm talking about venues, that may sound like a strange thing because, of course, I'm talking about schools. And I am talking about schools, but within the school, you may be expected to perform in one of several places. I'm going to go over some of the most common ones you can expect to encounter. And then I'm going to go into the challenges about those places. And then I'll go into some oddball situations I found myself in that you can kind of warn your... have them in the back of your mind in case you run into some of these things too. So the venues you're going to expect to perform in the school are the gymnasium, the cafeteria, the auditorium, the MPR, which is short for multipurpose room. And those are basically the four big ones. Gymnasium, auditorium, MPR, or multipurpose room, or cafeteria. And each one of them has their own unique set of challenges as far as what's happening in and around the room, both before, sometimes during, and after your show and setup. The gymnasium is my preferred performance venue because it's the most common one, and the kids are seated on the floor typically. And I have my equipment set up on the floor, and it's easier to get volunteers up and down. The kids are closer together, so when one kid laughs, it kind of spreads. It's like the comedy club thing. One of the reasons why, and I learned this from, who did I learn this from? I can't remember. I learned this from somebody. I think it was Jeff Ronning. Maybe not. I don't remember. Anyway, I learned from somebody that comedy clubs typically have their table space really tightly together. They pack people in really tight because laughter is contagious. So as a result, when one person laughs, you're more likely to get a positive reaction. And if you've ever done an assembly program or a fair or some kind of an event where you've got like maybe like 13 people watching you and they're spread out in a field or they're spread out in an auditorium, you know what I'm talking about. It's true that it's hard to have that energy all together. So I like gyms because gyms have the best degree of energy because everybody's tightly together. One of the challenges with gyms, the biggest challenge with gyms, is the gym teacher. Very often the gym teacher is not told you're going to be there. So as a result, when you come in to set up, you're going to have kids running around, you're going to have balls being thrown, you've got to tell the gym teacher, and they'll say, oh, that's okay, I'll be done by X time. And their X time that they're going to be finished is almost always 15 minutes before you're due to perform. And I have to tell them, I said, look, that doesn't give me enough time to set up. I'm really sorry. Some gym teachers, they get it. They will respond in one of several ways. They will just kind of shrug their shoulders and they'll keep on doing what they're going to do. They don't care, which I find very challenging. And then I've got to go talk to the principal or somebody who hired me and go, look, you want the show to start on time. This has got to be changed. And that's just how you have to handle it. Some gym teachers will go, oh, okay, we'll have the kids sit down. We'll play like mummy ball or something like that. Some gym teachers will have the kids on one side of the gym. They'll give you half the gym to set up. That's okay. Some gym teachers are told in advance and, they made plans otherwise. They'll have the kids outside, whatever. They'll cancel gym classes. It's wonderful. But that's going to be your biggest challenge is gym classes. Auditorium. Auditoriums are my least favorite place to perform, and you would think that would not be the case because auditoriums, you know, you've got this nice stage, you've got, you know, professional seating and lighting and everything. I hate auditoriums because the stage is typically 4 or 5 feet from the ground, so you have to walk up and down stairs to get volunteers up and down, and then there's usually this massive... I mean, it's technically for the orchestra, but elementary school auditoriums typically don't have an orchestra. But there's this massive space between the edge of the stage and the first row of chairs. So you've got like this wild psychological distance between you. Another reason why I don't like auditoriums is because the kids are sitting in these chairs. There's things to play with. They can make the chairs go up and down. They can play with the armrests. They can kick the person in front of them. A lot of potential distractions with auditorium seating. Lighting is usually really crappy. I mean, I just published not too long ago an issue of the newsletter where I had like this auditorium was like practically dark because none of the lights worked and, you know, they hadn't bothered to get it fixed. So it's dark. Sometimes nobody knows how to do the lighting on the stage, so they can't see. It's hard for them to see what's going on, what you're doing. And that distance between you and the first row of kids means that your tricks don't play as strongly because of the added distance. And then if they do set up the lighting, very often the lighting is like aimed, like a row of lights aimed right at your face and you're like blinded and it's really hot. I really can't stand that kind of lighting. Sometimes I'll have spotlights on you and I'm blinded again too and I tell them to turn off the spotlights. sometimes the AV department, they get pissy with you because they'll want to have all this fancy lighting. This is what we do for our show. It's like, nope, I don't want the spotlights on me, and I want the house lights up. Well, we wanted to turn the house lights down so everybody's focusing. No, I want the house lights up. And by the way, if you don't know technical terms, the house lights, those are the lights illuminating the audience. The audience can see where they're going when they're coming in and being seated. They'll want to douse the house lights and have all the lighting on me and the stage. I go, nope, leave the house lights up because I bring volunteers up and down. It's a safety issue. So a lot of reasons why I don't like auditoriums. Also, sometimes it's hard to find an electrical outlet. They'll have electrical outlets in the front of the stage, and that doesn't work for me because I don't want my sound system plugged in the front of the stage because I run the risk of kids tripping over cords and things like that. So I got to dig through the scenery and all the equipment behind the stage and try my darndest to find a power outlet. NPR, those are typically the best because you've got everybody squished together like in a gymnasium standpoint. And then oftentimes, in my experience, they'll have a stage, but it's like one or two steps. So you're elevated like maybe 8 inches to a foot off the ground. So you're not like towering over the kids. The first row of kids is still close to you. And because you're elevated, when they're using that NPR, that multi-purpose room for lunch before or after your show, because you're on a stage, you're out of everybody's way. You don't have to worry about getting your stuff set up really quickly or broken down really quickly because you're on that stage. Those, I love NPRs, but I don't get them very often. I usually get gyms. I usually get auditoriums. Then we have cafeterias. Cafeterias are really challenging. I mean, you've got the advantages of a gym because the kids are all close together, the space close together, and you can be on the floor with them so you can interact with them better. But I don't like cafeterias for obvious reasons because of lunch. Either before or after my show, they're going to be setting up or breaking down tables for the lunch. And as a result, if I can somehow negotiate a way to get in there early and set up in my 35 minutes before a show, that's great. But after the show, everybody forgets. It takes me that time to break down my equipment too. So I finish my show at, say, we'll say 10:45. At 10:50, they got tables coming down and kids are coming in for lunch and all my stuff's still there. It drives me crazy. So my advice to you, because I've talked to a lot of assembly presenters, and I thought my 30-minute, 35-minute setup time was long. But I talked to a lot of assembly presenters, a lot of good ones, and their setup time is like 40, 45 minutes, that kind of thing. So my advice to you is, first, when you get booked, find out where you're going to be performing, and then ask them about those challenges. If they're going to be in the gymnasium, okay, what about the gym teacher? Are they going to be able to cancel gym classes that day or make other arrangements? Find that out. If you're going to be in the auditorium, you know, ask about lighting considerations, that sort of thing. Also ask about chorus. One thing I forgot about auditoriums, that's often where band practice or chorus is. So when you go to set up, you've got the band practice or chorus, all these kids sitting on chairs practicing on stage, and they'll always tell you, oh yeah, we'll be out of here at 10 to 9, and then your show's at 9 o'clock. So you've got to negotiate that and get around that hurdle. Find those things out when you are booked so you don't run into these surprises. Same thing with the NPR. Find out what's going on before or after so you can make those arrangements. You can have the setup time and breakdown time you need. Same thing with the cafeteria. If they're going to stick you in the cafeteria, you got to have that breakdown time because last thing you want is kids coming in for lunch and all your stuff's still spread out because Murphy's Law will dictate you'll be set up right where the kids have to walk past you or right in front of you to get their lunches. It's just how it always works out, Murphy's Law. So I bring all these to your attention, not to scare you, not to dissuade you from performing in schools. Simply, these are the things you have to learn to deal with and ask about so you can plan for it. If you can plan for it, there are solutions to everything. It's not a big deal if you know what to expect. So that's why I wanted to bring that up. Now, some of the oddball ones. Every once in a great while, I'll get a request to do an outside show, and outside shows for schools, I just turn them away. I do not want to try to engage 400 kids outside. Nope, don't want to do it. One school I got to, I didn't bother to check ahead of time where they're going to have me perform. They had me in a hockey rink. I kid you not. They had me in a hockey rink, and this was in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey. I'll never forget this. They had me in a hockey rink. They're gonna have me on the rink itself. They're gonna have all the kids and the bleachers and the stands above the rink. And I push back on this. I'm like, I use a lot of volunteers in the show. How am I going to get volunteers? So I persuaded them to put the majority of the kids in the rink with me. And then the show is the kids are really respectful. I mean, the administration was beyond awful. Very rude and non-accommodating. The kids were fantastic. If it was, you know, if I was judging it on the kids, I'd go back to that school in a heartbeat because the kids were fantastic. The hockey rink was a really bizarre one. On occasion, when I'm in a gym, instead of the kids sitting on the floor in front of me, they'll have me set up my stuff in front of the bleachers, and the kids are on bleachers, and that's challenging. The visibility is great, but that's challenging because, you know, the kids will stomp their feet, they'll make the bleachers squeak. Sometimes it's hard to get kids up and down because they have to negotiate the bleacher steps. And on occasion, the other thing I'm asked to do is, even though I'm booked for a K-5, they'll have me set up at the high school auditorium. So you've got to deal with that. You've got all the challenges with the typical auditorium. Now you've got to deal with it through the high school too. So you've got another layer of administration you've got to go through to make sure that you've got what you need when you need to do it. So that is a little bit about venues and challenges, what you can expect. You know, plan your show accordingly so that your show will play to all those types of venues. Now let's move on now to the next topic.